Cape Talk, Pippa's Planet.
Behind the scenes, we've been having a fascinating conversation about the similarities between radio broadcasting and air traffic control. And in case you're wondering what on earth I'm talking about, my guest in studio today is someone who used to be an air traffic controller and now runs a laundromat. And it's a crazy story how he got from one to the other. But the more important thing is that this is a laundry that is managing to not just keep in business, but thrive through the drought crisis without using a single drop of municipal water in its washing cycles. It's called Green Planet Laundry. It's located in Airport Industria. So you just moved down the road from your old office. Tony Source, Managing Director, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Pippa. Thank you. And you're absolutely correct. I worked in Cape Town Airport in 06 and 07, just for that snippet. Before and after that, I was abroad in Europe and in Dubai, and have recently returned back to South Africa.
Why come back and decide to go into an entirely new field of laundry? What, particularly at a time when it's one of the businesses that's really struggling given the water situation?
Well, to answer your first question first, I am the son of a Portuguese immigrant, after all. Business is in the blood. Mm-hmm. And it's air traffic control has a certain sell-by date. At age 42, I think one has passed that date. We don't like to acknowledge it, recognize it, but we do get mentally slower. Mm-hmm. And where I consider myself to have been quite a good controller, I started seeing my own limitations. And any air traffic controller with his salt will sort of experience that and acknowledge that, hitting age 35 or so. So often what happens is you're going to management, you're going to training, you're going to consulting, and this is what we did. A fat group of companies, which owns Green Planet Laundry and a few other little businesses, is owned by five partners, all of whom are ex, I think two are still present air traffic controllers. So we've got this drive in us. That's one thing we have in common. The second thing we have in common is each one of us is a bigger tree hugger than the next, and I say that quite proudly. Going into business, going into aviation consultancy, we own a restaurant. I'm always looking for new opportunities. After all, yes, I think we're doing a lot of good, but at the end of the day, I have to pay salaries, and I am not backed by a big philanthropic mind with deep pockets. We have to generate an income. We looked at how we can disrupt a certain market. I think there are still many good new ideas, I think, out there, but come in and do what is right in whatever market. Like I said, us being as green as we are, we looked at the laundry industry. We looked at a laundry that was actually on the market. This is a good 10 years ago, by the way. And the old bumper sticker, a overnight success takes 10 years of planning. Yeah. First email sent between us was actually 10 years ago, vis-a-vis a laundry. And put everything together, looked at a laundry seriously 3 years ago that was on the market, and we saw that their water bill, at the time was 500,000 rand. And we thought, you know what, with a drought already then being in the news and knowing that this was probably going to be something that wouldn't abate overnight, we thought, let's investigate a little bit more. And looked at the laundry model. It is a good model, a good business model to be in, and thought, no, let's not buy, let's create. How can we disrupt? Come in and do the right thing, which is run a business where we use probably about 30,000 liters of water per day, and it's increasing by the day as more clients come on board. And we do it with a zero municipal account. Even our bathrooms are run by our borehole water. All our machines are run by the borehole water. We recycle up to about 98% of our water. We literally have one tap located outside that's still plumbed to the municipality, and that's literally just to feed our guard dog Planet her water. otherwise, it is not just water. We have, one of our suppliers said to us that we've come in and disrupted in many ways. Number one and first and foremost, of course, is the water. But we have bought Grand Impianti washing machines. They have won in the last 7 years, five of the last 7 years, they've won the Global Red Dot Award. If you Google that, it's just for environmental efficiency in washers. When any washer uses close to, especially the older ones, 2,000 liters per cycle, these are big commercial 50-liter washers. If Grand Impianti releases one that is only using 600 liters, that's huge. Sure. And so it's not just the water, it is the electric saving. We use a very green chemical company, Geochem. We very soon will have solar panels on the roof that will power our water treatment plant, which we have invested very heavily in. And make no mistake that the borehole water that we have is certainly not clean water at all. Being at the airport and the unfortunate proximity to informal settlements, donkeys along the N2 when you drive past there, our groundwater has copious amounts of E. coli in there. So that's the first treatment process, is killing this E. coli. If you drink a glass of our water, you'll get very sick. So we have no water bill, but literally the investment that we put into our water purification, we've made back in the first 8 months of operation, and we are 8 months old right now.
So it's going paid forward, for itself. You're going at day forward, zero.
That, exactly. We are there. We've done all the necessary. We've gone through all the necessary processes. Of course, our boreholes, two on site. Why two? As contingency. We don't have a municipal contingency. If one borehole pump goes, we at least still have another one. And it's all registered. We right now under process with the Department of Water and Sanitation through a consultancy GCS in getting our water use license approved, which is a 300-day period. They've actually engaged with us in asking us, how can we make it smoother for you? These things in this day and age in Cape Town shouldn't take 300 days. It should take 3 hours. But we've done everything right. We really, really, really have. We've investigated going completely green, off the grid, electric-wise, but the studies came back as us requiring 6 rugby fields worth of solar panels to run our plant.
Right.
So that is impossible.
Okay.
Our dryers are big industrial dryers, 150-amp dryers that probably consume in an hour what you consume in a month at home. So it is an industry that is heavy on water and electric usage, we are disrupting the market, which reflects in our pricing, clients are flocking to us, of course, not just because of the pricing. That is definitely not our angle. They are flocking to us because in being associated with Green Planet Laundry, they are further reducing their water footprint.
Tony, before we run out of time, give us a sense of pricing for a load of laundry, and you dealing in quite substantial loads because you're working for hotels and the like.
Yes.
How much do you charge?
Well, every hotel is different. The more laundry they give us, the lower the pricing, economy of scales. We do domestics. We collect from Strand to Cape Point to Dana Fontaine and over to Paul, everywhere. Well, that's another reason why we are at the airport industrial. Number one was water. Number two is proximity to everything. A domestic, we do domestic pickers and collect and drop-offs. 40 Rand 43 Rand for wash, fold, and iron per kilo with a 10 kilo minimum. And just wash and fold, and of course collection and delivery included, is 30 Rand. So, and that works out pretty well. I think even there we are quite competitive when we're considering, especially the delivery and the drop-off, still competitive to the, Joe Laundry on the corner.
Okay, all I need to say is Green Planet Laundry is the name of the facility. Tony Suarez is the managing director. Is there a website or Facebook page we can direct listeners to, Tony?
Absolutely. Just the Facebook Green Planet Laundry. Website is greenplanetlaundry.com. And go on there and find out more. Our price lists are on there. Everything is on there. And call us at any time and ask to speak to Tony. I'll happily answer any questions.
If a laundromat can do it without municipal water, what's your excuse? Love the story. Tony, great to have you with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Pippa.